This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will join leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China for its trade practices.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Wirahuswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
A second meeting on Friday between the White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side. No additional meetings set either. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged that the stakes could not be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith as well.
President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Saturday that this has been discussed at the G7, and the president has expressed confidence that he believes that there will be an outcome to avoid default. This is VOA News. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande dividing Mexico from the U.S. has been a common sight, but COA's Elizabeth Lee explains lately there's been Chinese migrant crossings that were once far less common.
Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, some paying a guide or asking for directions along the way. The Chinese embassy wrote to VOA saying the Chinese government has always opposed illegal immigration and adopted various measures to stop illegal exits. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley says about a month ago, some 100 Chinese migrants a day were arriving here at this Texas shelter.
A default would plunge our economy into recession.
The official death toll from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has burgeoned to at least 145, including 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority, according to state television on Friday. The counting of casualties from the cyclone has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties in the affected areas and the military government's tight control over information. The military government has said that unofficial death tolls surpassing 400 are false, but in the absence of independent confirmation, uncertainty remains about the actual extent of casualties and destruction. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with drug-resistant bacteria. AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
4 people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said 4 people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.